When we get drunk, we make purchases that we might regret. Alex bought a Lana Del Rey shirt, which is actually probably like a canopy or a tent for her. It was way, way too big. You people out there amaze me with what you're actually buying and getting. What are people hitting us up with? Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. They're like, I was drunk and I bought this.
My cousin and I were drinking on St. Patrick's Day at a bar crawl downtown Indy, and we were talking about how we wish I could go to Fort Myers with my family since I was still in college then. We thought it'd be cool for me to surprise my family, so my cousin right then and there bought my plane ticket after she brought it up. The next day, she realized what she did and was happy I was going, but asked if I could see if my dad could pay her back the $300 for the ticket after the trip, since she realized she had like zero in her account after that. Needless to say, it was a great surprise to the family, but ended up costing my dad in the end.
No kidding. That's like a big thing. And unless you have insurance, you can't cancel that, right? Like, you're stuck with it.
Yeah. Kim wrote, 21st birthday. Don't remember it, but woke up the next morning with a hamster in a cage.
Despite all my rage, I am still just a hamster in a cage. Say good morning, Amy. What did you buy when you were drunk?
Well, I was out with a few friends, and I was in an Uber in the back seat waiting on people to get in the car, and apparently I didn't know until a few days later when I was in my email, my confirmation, that I had bought a singles, like, vacation to Key West, apparently. and I was in a relationship, so I got 3 days at Ocean Key Resort in Key West.
By yourself, though?
By myself.
Did you go?
I did go. It was like $1,100.
$1,100? Oh, my. There's got to be like a second step, like a certain hour. It's like, wait, are you sure you're not drunk right now?
Yeah.
Exactly. Not like a buy now button. That's what it was.
Now, would you normally ever in your life, obviously the price probably be cheaper, would you ever take a vacation on your own if this wouldn't have happened when you were drunk?
Oh, no. I would never do like a single vacation. Like, that just so sounds so pathetic, but it was a really good time, actually.
See, I've always thought about, like, friends have told me, like, when I was single, like, dude, you should go on vacation by yourself, but I never would let myself do that. But maybe if I got drunk enough, that would have been a great idea to do. I think that's awesome. Hey, thank you so much, Amy, for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. We really appreciate it.
I went on a vacation by myself once after I broke up with a boyfriend. I was sick and tired. I still am sick and tired of all my friends or guys I date never wanting to go on a vacation with me anywhere. So I also went to Fort Myers.
Wait, that's same, where I same went. Spot she went?
Yes. And I went there. I went to the beach by myself. I ate at Ruth Chris by myself. I did everything alone, and I'll never do it again. I was so bored and lonely.
You were bored?
I was so lonely because it's like weird. Like, you don't like go out and like go to bars and stuff by yourself. It's super dangerous for one, but it was just lonely. So I was only there for like 3 or 4 days, but I was like, I should not have done this.
I think that's a cool idea. It's just, yeah, if you sit at home, that sucks being lonely. But when you're out there, nobody's going to know you're alone, like alone, except for when you're eating. Obviously, they're going to see that. But
yeah,
I think it'd be cool. But then again, like, I'm telling you that I'm not actually doing what you did.